Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Today we're going to talk about free will. We're going to talk about our freedom to choose. And, so we just start off when God created us in his image, he gave us something super unique, right? He wanted to give us something to show us how much he actually loved us. That he didn't want us to be just some robotic slaves, right? That unique thing that God has given us is free will. He gave us it so that we could make our own choices, good or bad, right? According to what we wanted to do freely, right? And, you know, if we look just at the very beginning in Genesis 2, we'll see that this is where free will started. And you may not have recognized it, but in Genesis 2, verses 16 through 17, it says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die.'" So here it is, right? Genesis 2, we're told that we're free to eat from any tree but one. We can eat from it. We can choose that. But if we do, he tells us what's going to happen, right? He says we're going to die. And so this is, you know, where God has said, you're free. Now we know what happened, right? They ate. They fell to sin. We live in this fallen world. And so we know we're all sinners and that we were born into this fallen world because of that choice. Because man used this free will and listened to the devil, right? We listened to Satan. And that snake in the garden was the first example of our ability to freely choose what we wanted and not be forced to do something that we either didn't want to do or prevented us from doing something that we did want to do, right? We were just able to go and do it. And so regardless of what you believe, that same free will that caused the fall in the beginning provides the way to salvation through Jesus Christ. We don't have to accept Christ, right? We don't have to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but we are free to do it if we choose to, right? That's a key point. And, you know, God having all of the power and all of the wisdom, he's given every single person the freedom to choose to do what they want. And I think it's important to point out that just because we have the freedom to choose whatever we want doesn't mean there won't be any consequences to that choice, that there won't be any suffering to that choice. Because even though we have the freedom to choose, we're still responsible for the choices we make, right? In fact, that consequence, that suffering, that could have eternal impact on you. That suffering could be for all of eternity. We can choose that. You know, I think it's the wrong choice. Hopefully you're listening to this and you agree with me that it's the wrong choice. But I also believe that today in today's society, that this freedom that God has given us is really taken to an extreme, right? I mean, I've heard people say, well, I can do whatever I want as long as I don't hurt anyone. Now, for me, that's a dangerous sense of free will. That's a dangerous sense of freedom, right? It's dangerous to have the freedom to choose and say, I can do whatever I want as long as I don't hurt anyone. You know, we're in control of our actions, which makes us responsible for those actions. And this freedom that I'm talking about, this free will, this ability to choose, it has nothing to do with church or religion. It has nothing to do with the church body or religion trying to interfere or tell us how to live our lives with these rules or putting limits on our freedom, right? I did a podcast where we talked about, you know, different religions, and we talked about Mormonism and how they put these rules in place, right? That's not freedom. That's not free choice. And so that's not what I'm talking about here. For me, freedom to choose is the power that comes from choosing, right? There's power in that, right? There's a power that comes with responsibility. When I say that, it makes me think of Spider-Man, right? With great power comes great responsibility. And I know that I'm joking around a little bit, but the fact is that we have the power to some extent to do what we want. But that's not always what we should do. And in our heart, we know the right thing. At some level, we do. And even if you say you don't believe in God, or maybe you say, well, I'm an atheist, that doesn't apply to me. In your heart, you know the right thing. You know right from wrong, even if you don't, if you claim that there is no God. You know that you have freedom. And I challenge you that without God giving you that freedom, we would be slaves to whatever he demanded of us to do. I seriously want you to think about that for just a minute, right? Because if we couldn't choose, if we didn't have free will, what does that leave? What does that leave everybody? I said at the beginning that he gave us this because he loves us so much. And the reason I said that is, you guys know that I listen to a lot of other podcasts. So I was listening to one of Frank Turek's podcasts, right? I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. And what they were talking about was that without free choice, there is no love. There could not be love. And so I really listened. I didn't kind of understand it at first, but then as I started to listen, it really started to make me think about that concept, that without God's love, he would have never given us freedom. And so I'm not going to go into detail. I recommend you go listen to it, right? For, you know, Frank Turek explains it, and he's going to do a much better job than I am at explaining it. And I think the episode was like, it was maybe on February 25th of 2022. It's right around that date, but it's worth your time to go and find it. And so, as we look at our lives, right, throughout our lives, we allow this free will to shape who we are. We can use it however we decide, right? We have the freedom to do that. We can use it as God intended to direct us towards him, or we could take that blessing and use it for whatever it pleases us, even when we know that it's wrong, right? Even if we know that it's wrong, we are free to do that. You know, it's just like, because of this freedom, we should expect there's some good news and bad news wrapped up in it. There's some good stuff and bad stuff wrapped around our ability to choose freely. And so I'm going to start with the bad, right? That's just normally how it works. Our freedom has been damaged by sin. Period. Right? If you ever wondered why at times we struggle with choices between what we know is right and what we know is wrong, it's because of the damage that sin has caused, right? It grabs a hold of us and it can draw us to do something maybe we wouldn't normally do, right? That's just the crux of sin in this world. I know that this is a personal struggle for me, and it's something that I fight every day. I see, someone doing something stupid or saying something stupid on social media or, whatever it may be. And I want to snap and lash out at them. And I have the freedom to do that. But it's not really the right thing to do, right? So that's the bad news, right? That we're just, at the end of the day, our freedom is damaged by sin. Sin comes in and kind of tries to control it. But like I said, there's good news also, right? And that good news is that because of Jesus, we all have grace available to help us fight to achieve a deeper freedom in our lives, right? This we have to focus on every day. And we can't think, well, I did great yesterday, so all is well. I mean, I was caught in that trap for years. Well, I did good yesterday. I'm going to just, coast today. I'm going to take a little break. Little do what I want to do break. But that's not how it works, right? And Paul teaches us in the letter to the Galatians 5:1, chapter 5, verse 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of your slavery. You see, freedom is this path, right? And maybe you've ever seen the movie The Pilgrim's Progress, right? It's his whole path, and he's free to make all these different choices, but based on those choices that he makes, his backpack gets heavier or lighter. And so I believe the way to happiness is freedom. That freedom is one of the things that leads, you know, to us fulfilling whatever our destiny is. And I really hope that we all know that destiny is that as we are the sons and daughters of God, that we are walking towards this personal holiness, that we are walking towards sanctification, that we are walking towards the salvation of our soul, right? That's what this is. And another part of this free will is, you know, when it comes to serving and giving to the church, we can choose to do it or we can choose not to do it. But there's always repercussions to our choices, you know, regardless of what we do as Christians. I would say our core aim must be that as many people as possible willingly, that's a key word, right? Willingly, based on the desire of their heart, enter God's kingdom. We can't force them, right? You know, I've heard a lot of preachers or lay leaders or just Christians in general say, you can't do that because you're going to hell. You do that, you're going to go to hell. They don't know what's going on with that person. And I think it's unfair to say that. I mean, I know you guys have heard me say that before, but we are free and there's repercussions to that freedom. But we can't force people by saying you're going to go to hell, because we would be taking away that gift that God has given to everyone, that gift of the freedom to choose. And when people enter that relationship with God here on earth, when they voluntarily do that, they are going to want to serve and bless people. And they're going to do that with joy. And so, regardless of what you may or may not think, allow people to have their freedom. Because God gave you that same freedom. And to condemn them is not okay. So I think one thing that we should talk about when we discuss free will or the freedom of choice is that as children, we might have been living our lives based on other people, right? And generally, it's because it's based on our parents' beliefs or what our parents do. So if our parents didn't give us any freedom, then we don't really have a standard to follow. If our parents don't talk to us about how decisions impact our lives, then we're not going to learn, and we're going to basically stumble through life. You know, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should let your kids do whatever they want because it's their choice. They are free and they have free will and they get freedom. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that just don't tell them because I said so. You know, if you're part of the generation, like my generation growing up, I heard because I said so more times than I probably could even count. And I get it, right? I was a kid that asked a million questions. Right? Well, part of the problem when I ask a million questions is at some point parents just get frustrated and they're like, just because I said, leave me alone. I said it, right? But here's the problem with that. When you hear because I said so enough times, you start to just blindly listen. You don't question things. You get stuck in this system of the world and you feel like you don't have a choice. And when you feel like you don't have a choice, you start to lose hope. And when we start to lose hope, we will do almost anything to get it back. We will try to escape whatever the oppression is from this world that we're going through. And when we try to escape, we're willing to do anything to get that hope back. We will start making decisions based on other people's opinions, not based on God. And just to clarify, when I talk about the systems of this world, it's kind of a large bucket of a lot of things, right? It's like, you know, the company you work for, the bosses who don't care about you personally or your best interest, you know, that maybe you're going to college and the professor doesn't care, or you're not, or maybe you're getting left behind and nobody knows about it, or you have an overbearing parent that's always angry. You know, in today's society, it's that you're a Christian, and that could be overwhelming and limiting because you don't feel the freedom to disclose that part of you out of fear for repercussions and retaliation, right? You know, there are companies today, and it doesn't matter, I'm not going to name them, that, you know, you'll get written up and put on probation or maybe even terminated if you have a Bible on your desk. But they'll make exceptions for Muslims to have prayer time or wash their feet. It's a double standard that Christians are suffering today. So we got to make sure we're not taking that freedom away from people. You know, and another thing that we really need to think about is that if you never had the ability to choose, then you will never make a mistake. And if you never make a mistake, you're never going to learn. Right? You'll never have the ability to grow. You know, freedom allows you to gain this exposure and this experience in your life so that you can make good decisions, so that you can discern what is right from wrong. It allows you to be empowered to decide for yourself without being overprotected. You know, I think a lot of times today, parents, they overprotect their kids. And when I say that, I mean, you know, you've probably heard the term like helicopter mom or bulldozer mom or whatever it may be. And that's that mom that doesn't, they're not going to let you do anything. They don't want you to scratch your knee. They don't want you to this. They don't want you to that. And that's not good. You know, I miss the days where, you know, as kids, you were pushed outside, the screen door was locked, and you were told, don't come back until the lights come on, right? Till the street lights come on. We learned a lot. We just didn't sit in the house. That was freedom. Do kids have freedom today like they did when we were growing up, when I was growing up? I shouldn't say we, because I don't know everybody who listens. And I'm going to challenge you to say they don't. So as I try to wrap this thought up, right, this thought about free will and the freedom to choose, I want you to think about, are you taking away somebody's ability to choose? Are you taking away their free will? Or is somebody taking away yours? If somebody's taking away your free will or somebody's taking away your freedom to choose, I want you to really think about how that impacts your life. Because God gave us the ability to choose. If he didn't, he wouldn't love us. And if he didn't, we would just be robots. We would be slaves. If you didn't have the freedom to feel how you wanted to feel, to act how you wanted to act because of those feelings, right? You would never get angry. You would never love. You would never feel sadness, right? You would just be doing what you were told. Free will is at the core of who we are as human beings. And I challenge you not to take it away from anybody. Hey, it's Rick with the Nomad Pastor. Appreciate you guys listening. If you have questions, send me an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. I want you to have a blessed week. Thanks.